at Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I understand that my actions violated the law. I regret that my actions hurt anyone or harmed the United States. It was never my intent to hurt anyone. I only wanted to help people. When I chose to disclose classified information, I did so out of a love for my country and a sense of duty to others. If you deny my request for a pardon, I will serve my time knowing that sometimes you have to pay a heavy price to live in a free society.
That was PFC Bradley Manning's attorney, David Coombs, who said he was in tears when the sentence was handed down. Manning received 35 years in prison for leaking reams of documents to WikiLeaks. His trial, of course, was in Fort Meade. Legal analyst for CBS News, Andrew Cohen, joins us now to talk more about it. I know he's been following the case. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
You know, as upset as David Coombs was, or said he was today, this could have been much worse for Manning.
Absolutely, it could have been much worse. In fact, a lot of people thought it would be much worse. The prosecutors were asking for 60 years for Manning. The judge had the option of going up to 90 years for Manning. So 35 years, it is a long time, but it's closer to what the 25 years, which is the maximum that the defense was asking for. The two other things to keep in mind, he already gets credit for time served. He's already been in prison for 3 years. And in about 12 years or so, he'll be able to be eligible to ask anyway for early release if he behaves himself. So he's 25. At the age of 40 or 45, he actually could be out.
So at the very least, we think he could serve 12 years.
Yeah, in that range. At the very least, he's going to serve that. And then he's going to be eligible to ask for early release. Now, we don't know in 10 years who's going to be running the Pentagon or the Justice Department or the White House. We don't know what the political mood's going to be for releasing him. He's going to be having to make those arguments. In fact, he's trying to make those arguments now, asking President Obama for pardon. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, and I think the White House has already responded this afternoon, not taking a stand, but saying that the process has to happen and they have to apply just like everybody else. And I guess that will begin.
Yeah, that will begin. I don't think that Bradley Manning has a chance of being pardoned by this president. I don't think he has a chance of being pardoned until and unless that period elapses and he has 10 or 12 years in prison. Again, prosecutors had pushed for more. They wanted something not only to punish him for the crimes he was convicted of, but also as a deterrent to other people who may be inclined to leak information this way. And of course, in 10 or 12 years, we may know the fate of Edward Snowden, right, who did something similar, although in a civilian context.
Right, but it matters in this case. And you bring up such an interesting point. We don't know what the political climate will be years from now. And so this could bode well, very well, for Bradley Manning.
Well, it could or it couldn't. It just depends. One of the interesting things that came up at the sentencing this past week was the argument from the defense saying, listen, 30 years from now, a lot of the information that's classified will no longer be classified. A lot of the secrets that you say Bradley Manning shared with the world, that he did share with the world, will no longer be secrets. Should he be in prison at that point? He's a very divisive figure, and that's why I don't think the Obama administration is going to make a single move now, especially until the appeals process plays out.
All right. CBS News analyst, legal analyst Andrew Cohen, thank you so much for joining us and just kind of walking us through what happened with Bradley Manning today. It's a case I know we've been following for a long time.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.